SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Making his sixth campaign visit to Iowa, former President Trump held another of his signature rallies today, this one in Fort Dodge. Mr. Trump says the Biden commitment to electric vehicles will doom the U.S. auto industry despite the recent labor agreements.
Those auto workers, they can get there. Whatever deal they make is no good because you're not going to have any car making in 2 years if they win. If they win the election, you won't be making any cars here. People don't know. We lost over 50% of our car manufacturing business over the last 30 years with stupid politicians. It went to Mexico, went to Canada, and it went to China and lots of other places and Japan.
The rally carried live on C-SPAN. Defying the wishes of President Biden, New Hampshire scheduling its presidential primaries ahead of South Carolina.
The president wanted South Carolina to be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season. However, New Hampshire refused to give up its long-running position as the traditional leadoff primary state. Officials there announced that presidential primaries will be held on January 23rd. New Hampshire law requires the state's primaries be held at least 7 days before any similar contest. The primaries will take place about a week after the Iowa caucuses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
When it comes to dealing with Iran, Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden is acting a lot like British leadership did during the lull between the First and Second World Wars.
They continued to refuse to acknowledge German violations of the Treaty of Versailles because it necessitated a response, perhaps a military response. The Biden administration refuses to acknowledge all the many crimes of Iran against America and really against the civilized world because it might necessitate a response.
Cotton speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Edging higher in quiet trading, Wall Street closed out a third straight week of winning numbers. This is SRN News. China stepping up efforts to co-opt Christianity.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the sinicization of Christianity. To sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Algerian government continues its crackdown on churches. International Christian Concern reports that in a new ruling, the government has decreed that no more than 10 people can gather in a home for religious purposes. Algerian officials have also begun closing churches with no warning and no explanation. ICC reports that life for the country's small Christian minority has gotten even tougher since the Israel-Hamas war began. This is SRN News. 90 years in prison for a woman convicted of killing pro-cyclist Mo Wilson in Texas.
Investigators say Caitlin Armstrong tracked Wilson to the apartment where she was staying and shot her three times.
The last thing Mo did on this earth was scream in terror.
Prosecutor Ricky Jones says Wilson had briefly dated Armstrong's boyfriend several months earlier. Wilson had a meal with him the day she was killed. Mo Wilson was an emerging star in pro gravel and mountain bike racing. She was visiting Austin ahead of a race in Texas. After the shooting, Armstrong flew to Costa Rica, spent more than $6,000 on a nose job, and changed the color and style of her hair to evade authorities before she was arrested 43 days later at a beachside hostel. I'm Ed Donahue.
No late fees to be charged for this book, and it's a good thing. Checked out in 1919, it has just been returned to the St. Paul Public Library. More details, SRNNews.com.